Welcome to Mentally Untable Adventures, Episode 9, Monster of the Week, Season 1, Episode 2.
Oh, this podcast may contain bad language, crude humor, and graphic violence, and in general is not fit for human consumption.
So, we continue the Monster of the Week game now that we finally know who everybody is and what their shtick is. Let's stick them all in an airplane and shake and see what happens.
Alright, we ready to do this?
Let's do this.
Let's roll. I can't wait.
Literally.
Yeah, where do you want your library to be?
Like help you get to somebody and then like
just pick anywhere in the world.
What kind of is this like burnt door?
It's right now, right here. Okay. Like this, well, not right here. That's what we're figuring out. Where would you like your library to be?
Ideas from the place?
No.
Budapest.
About the same thing.
Larger than
Budapest.
So that would probably be sure after I left his lab.
If you want.
After I found out he was experimenting on his freak out. Yeah.
Okay.
Dubai? We're in freaking Dubai?
No, she's in Dubai.
Deep underground. We're all in Svetlana's library.
That's where her thing is, so that's where we are obviously centered out of.
That's where we're starting.
Sort of interlock dimension.
Oh, God. No, well, that sort of changes the environment a little bit.
What, the dog?
No. No, the massive desert that surrounds the place where we live.
Oh, that.
No, it's just
we get there.
Yeah.
We haven't actually planes. Decided that our headquarters yet.
I got a truck. I got a truck and a rifle. I don't care.
Yeah, it does make the weaponry a little less problematic, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so deep underground. In a building in the city of Dubai. Inside Svetlana's library. You've all...
Sounds like an innuendo.
I promise it wasn't. You've all gathered...
We're all deep. Svetlana's library.
Deep in it.
Right now. Yeah, we're not even 15 seconds in.
Sparkly.
The one girl in it. Well, the two...
He's not paying attention to words.
Let's just be glad that the other one isn't here.
The other two, I really was hoping that at least one female would show up so that all of the, you know, romantic stuff could at least have some sort of output for somebody who would know how to handle it. from all these dudes. Okay, so, Svetlana's library, deep underground in the city of Dubai. Deep. Everyone's gathered.
It's odd that you picked the same box.
We're all you all obviously know each other and have your connections and whatnot.
Well, if she invited us in her library,
then it's a party. And the reason that you've all been contacted to meet here from your various activities throughout the world and come together as a group is because El Cazador received an email from one of her distant aunts who lives deep in the heart of Mexico. Perhaps. We'll have to see if Selena wants to go that route with it. But the email said, it was written very quickly, and it kind of drops off. It says, "Please help. The kids are gone. Please help me."
I didn't do it this time.
So now you've met in the library to figure out the next move. Selena, would you like to share with everybody the information?
Mis amigos. Recibo.
Yep.
I've got a note from my aunt. She is related to you. You have seen her before.
Other side of the family?
No. She is your ex-wife's sister.
This sounds just like Telemundo right now.
But I have dire need to get back to Mexico. But I need a group of people to come with me. All I got in this message, it says, please help. The keys are gone. Please help me. Ayúdame, ayúdame. Por favor, amigos, ayúdame in mi adventure a Mexico.
That's it, I'm in. My holy avenging light must smite whatever did wrong to these children.
You had me at amigo.
I never liked that bitch. She drove a wedge right between me and my wife.
What? I wonder if I can experiment on them.
It's because she like your arm.
He's the one with
my arm.
Your arms. the nice tattoo you have right here. She thought it was too good for her sister.
Well, I've got plenty of frequent flyer miles, and I would love a trip to Mexico.
Okay, fine. But this is just for the children.
Thomas Go, I go.
Thomas Go, I go.
No kids are going to get hurt anymore. There's something involved I'm going to help.
Thomas, you go?
Of course I'll go.
I go.
Speech of Oliver Xander.
I know we've been separated for many years. Will you come with me?
I'll have Wash is going, I guess I'll go.
Very good. Svetlana, I know I hate you because you stole my mother. But if you come with us, maybe we can make amends.
My name is Lee. You stole my mother.
Prepare to die. Okay.
Yes.
All I can think about is Family Guy with that. Or is it The Simpsons with just the giant bee on Telemundo? Oh,
yeah. Many times when we are deep in your library, you do come. Yeah.
Wow. That's the best.
Oh, no.
She's never coming back, is she?
And Geardrim, I know you are with me.
Sure.
Wait, who's that guy? When did he get here?
I've been here.
No, you just showed
the whole time.
Dr. Nemo brought me.
Oh, okay.
He's my guest.
Okay.
Yeah.
He sent an email saying
it
was urgent. I came.
That's true.
Okay.
I saw you one time on the streets outside a laboratory. Save you told you where you were and ran.
Who was my patient?
You did save my ass then. I'll come. I got you back this time. Ooh. Don't let it happen again.
So, how do you guys propose we get there? And who's paying for this venture? And are we having some other...
Don't worry about paying. I got people on the internet.
Okay.
The flights are booked.
Going to do some Kickstarter.
Who needs to pay?
Well, you're probably going to want to make a roll there to see if you can rig that on the internet to make it look like you got tickets and such.
I think I can.
You're not Thomas.
Remember to mark experience if you're using a highlighted skill.
Remember
to mark experience if you're using a highlighted skill.
As a matter of fact, I would be using sharp. I think. Or would this be manipulating someone?
No, it would be.
But
I'll let you use sharp for it.
What?
Well, you've got to be on the internet.
Is it manipulating somebody? Because if it is, I use sharp for that anyway.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, you're manipulating computer systems and whatnot. You're
people on the internet.
Yeah, you're getting the tickets for free and things like that. So go ahead, yeah.
Teaser on the floor.
So I've got 9, 10, 11.
Well, yeah, you guys all have first class tickets on the next flight to Mexico City from Dubai.
And mark experience.
Right.
Make sure that we get my trident on this flight.
That's going to have to be checked.
I can live with that.
Fit.
Why
not?
Right.
Perhaps a charter plane
to be
a little
bit
better
than what.
It's a charter plane.
Lugar.
Para well, all that. Yes, and we'll be able to get all everybody's gear, vehicles, everything underneath. It's basically like a C-130. This guy just rigged to land on a random airstrip.
He got the bus from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Hell yeah!
With with a van strapped under one wing and a truck under the other.
Who else has a vehicle?
Someone else has a van too.
I have a badass truck.
I have a lap
full of hair salon.
You got a sword? I have a lap full of
wrestling.
Sword. So what we have?
This is more like Power Rangers when we connect them all together.
Big Zord coming in at Dubai International.
So
you've
would
got
my
an
laboratory
hour.
Be in her library?
What's that?
Would my laboratory be in her library?
Where do you want your laboratory to be at?
I have no idea.
Do you want it also to be in Dubai?
No.
No? Okay.
You want to be in, like, Texas, so it's reasonably close to
I wanted
Mexico?
To be in a pocket dimension of space. That would be cool.
Well, you keep working on that.
That sounds like an improvement.
How does Connecticut sound?
President of Connecticut.
Any of our expert moves have anything?
Oh,
she's
Lord.
Got one where she can ask you those questions.
Go ahead.
All right, well, I've had kind of a dark past.
One forward.
So I get to trawl through my memories.
Trawl away.
And I might possibly get to figure out some questions here.
No, this is when you unleash your signature move on something.
Not. Well, I can ask one.
You get to forward, which means add any bonuses. What is your roll for that?
Oh, I
whatever your next roll
be,
is, you get a plus one.
What does it say?
You roll. It says.
Oh, roll
plus weird.
Plus weird.
Oh, so done.
So
seven.
Seven. Yeah, you make it, but not all the way.
No, I do get to ask one question though.
Yeah, I do.
Do I know anyone who might be behind this?
Good question.
So I guess I would have been
you
bad, right?
In your studies. Of all things supernatural, knowing that the whole missing children issue in Mexico,
so
you have an inkling of a clue as to who or what could be responsible, but you can't be 100% certain.
It's like a hunch.
And you only read the name once, and it's on the tip of your tongue, but it's not coming to you right at this moment. You would have to spend some time searching through some books or...
Ma'am.
Whatever other ways you go about doing your information searching.
Maybe I should stay in my library and not go with you to Mexico.
You're going
to
miss out.
Well, that's not nearly
enough. Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and get in contact with the agency that I work for and see if we have an office in that area.
An office in Mexico City?
Yeah.
Of course.
Absolutely.
The question is, how helpful is the office in Mexico City?
Yep.
It's a place.
You'll have to find out once you get there.
That's right. We are in flight.
Yay. Mm.
Oh, we're not
but you're
here.
Still in the library. I mean, you got an hour before the plane lands. Anybody want to do anything?
I want to make it to the airfield.
You've delved your memories.
I make it to the airfield, say a prayer, and stow my gear in the belly
plus
of the
plane. Plus the C-130. All right.
Yep.
You interneted and got the tickets.
Well, I would like to do some more interneting since I have some time. To see if I can find any information of missing children in Mexico City that are related to my ex-sister-in-law.
Okay, you go ahead and make that roll. Anybody else want to do anything before we head to the airfield?
Do I have to do anything for that? Or does everybody actually... Have we accomplished that since we're together?
Accomplished what?
Well, let him read it. Because otherwise it might be hard for me to get on the plane, possibly. So that's why.
Well, it's he rigged a private one, so you're not gonna have to deal with other people.
So, but all of us are cool then. For the
well,
for that.
I mean, they know you're there. They kind of know that you're off kilter, and
it says I'm weird, and or people react badly. I can't use manipulate someone until
they're used to you.
They proved themselves, or I proved myself to them.
You've done that
you
with this.
Right. So you can't walk
you're
up
here.
To the lady
you're
at the
here.
Counter and schmooze talk her.
Yeah, yeah.
The
there's a flight attendant. You can't be guy have beer. That's not good. She will
shame
herself and jump out the plane.
That'll be great.
I respect
I have to
you
run to the
bit.
Salon and cancel all my appointments for next week. I'll be back.
Jiminy Vander.
I'm going to start rolling cigarettes.
I got my net
I respect you almost more than anybody.
And out of 7 to 8. Or
no,
7 to 9, I'm prepared to help, but it's going to take time. Two. I'm going to have to do part of it myself. So it's going to take time for them to get that information
the
information back.
Okay. Well, you've got a smartphone, so.
I could probably take you in a fight, but I'm not certain.
However
you
much time,
decide
that, I guess, would be up to you.
The last time you threw down.
All right. Anybody else want to do anything before we head?
I'm going to take my rifle and head out to the desert and see if I can't get some hunting done.
Yeah.
Some hunting?
Some hunting.
Well, there's nothing in the desert really to hunt except for like scorpions
and
small
maybe
lizards.
And buzzards.
Yeah. Maybe some coyotes.
Yeah.
Out in Dubai.
And
Dubai. No. Desert mammals are not proliferous.
However, they do have that.
You can hunt sharks.
They do have the
Dubai.
You can
harpoon whales out in that ocean.
Is it Dubai?
They got.
Like,
it's the place ocean? That makes the islands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you could go shark hunting.
Yeah, you could shoot at sharks.
I'm going to shoot at sharks. Then.
Shoot away. Oh my god, you got a great white right in the eye and killed it. It's floating belly up just like 15 feet out there. All you have to do is go out there, hook it, and drag it in. You killed it. Who wants shark fin soup?
I'll take a shark too.
He gets back, and I am going to act as unimpressed as possible.
As well you should.
Can I take his shark teeth and put them on my brass knuckles?
As long as you tell me what you're going
to use it for.
Hey, Dr. Nemo. Would you be able to fuse some
shark tooth,
some shark teeth to my knuckles?
Ooh, I could do that.
Nice. Well, they do have several rows.
Yeah. You can work on that in your free time. All right, aww. Everybody's on the plane, correct?
Hey, look, free time.
A lot of free time.
Free time!
Still smoking.
I'm sure there's
cigarettes.
Something in the back well, yeah, possibly.
Private flight.
It's private flight.
We'll take off. You have got, oh, crud, let's say 18 hours until you land in Mexico
Dubai.
City. Dubai is on the other side of the world, basically.
I'm going to keep on
saying is our gear there accessible?
It's accessible. From
we're going to be in the Mile High Club.
You're like, the jump seats are up on top, and you're sitting in those. There's a stairwell down to the gear.
But I could get to it if I wanted to.
Yeah.
Because I think I would like to try and enchant it. I would like to enchant my trident.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
We're going to the van. I have to act under pressure to resist feeding whenever I have the opportunity. So,
right, got ourselves up.
He's gonna kill Selena off right now.
That's a 9 on act under fire. So, worst outcome, hard choice, or a price to pay.
Oh man.
So during your rumpus time.
Incidentally, if you need to know, my life drain is one harm, intimate, healing, armor piercing. So
wow, that's intimate.
Yeah.
During your rumpus time, things get a bit ruckus and you get a little out of control. The feeding starts before you even know it, and you get kind of violent. And she doesn't have the mask on right then.
Yeah.
But you accidentally like punch her in the face during the activities, and her eyes kind of swollen. Now the mask doesn't fit very well on your head. And it's very obvious through the mask
should
that you got a purple.
I don't.
Should it be to him?
That doesn't.
Like maybe I would have.
I could see applying one harm from the feeding that I stole some of his life force. I don't know about the violent thing. That doesn't. That does not ring true. No.
Were you talking?
He is a gentle, sensuous lover. That is not.
Yeah, incubus.
Right. I am sex personified.
You
but
see, I'm thinking that there's a wrestling ring in the back of his van.
Ah.
And there's lasers and the fog machine. There's thumping tunes. I don't see sensuous at all with her.
Okay,
I see a rough and tumble.
And if that's what she's into, then yes. Okay,
that's
now
what
I buy it. Now I buy it.
Okay,
thank you.
That's all
me.
I needed.
Okay, so
yeah, that's cool.
For reference, I have absolutely failed to enchant the weapon completely. I've lost control of the magic. This never ends well.
Well. Okay.
Oh, great. Our flight just got longer because we crashed in the Atlantic Ocean.
That's not necessarily true. He can do whatever he wants.
We could be in the
so you've got your trident. You're
true.
Trying to work your magic.
You're going the other way.
What were you enchanting?
I
was enchanting.
Your trident raises off your lap and starts vibrating, and it gets more and more violent as it vibrates. And the van over in the corner is just... And then you hear... Ay-ay-ay! And then your trident blinks out of existence.
Aww.
5 seconds later, it returns to existence with a large, leathery, 7-foot-tall humanoid holding it, looking you right in the eye.
Oh, no! Okay.
What have you done?
And then he points it at your throat.
Give that back before I have to smite you with my holy vengeance.
Do I see this?
Is this...
He's downstairs. These two are in the van.
I have gone
downstairs. You're all sitting up on top. So right now, the only...
I calmly just get out of my way before I have to smite you.
Dr. Nemo and...
I felt there was a space.
Grodrum. Why don't you guys do a sharp real quick?
I leave the van.
Because you see something outside.
Because he just
slightly
hit me?
The window on the side.
Just by the way.
I thought you liked that.
I got a 4.
No.
Not being hit.
So I'm just rolling.
I'm too.
Roll your
obsessed with my.
You're sharp because you saw something out of the corner of your eye outside of the window.
So what are they trying to do? Are they reading a bad situation then?
6.
Yeah.
I got 6 plus 2. Is that how that works?
Yeah. So an 8, huh?
Yep.
You can ask the keeper one following question on read a bad situation.
Mm-hmm. Do you have the basic? Yeah, you got the basic moves right there in front of you.
So it seems like what's the biggest threat right now? It seems like it might be worthwhile.
I'm thinking that's what my question is going to be. What is the biggest threat?
The biggest threat? Well, the biggest threat is the blue-white fireball coming directly at the window from the mouth of a man wearing a top hat and a long cloak sitting on the wing of the outside of the plane looking at you.
Oh. Nice.
And as the fireball hits the window, boom, everybody notices the air starting to rush out.
Oh, that's not good.
You feel the plane shake.
Yeah, I'm still staring this. I reach out and grab just the tips of my trident and try and whack him in the head.
I'm good. Shoot.
So,
sparkle!
Selena was coming out of the van.
No, I can make my daredevil move before you spit that fireball out.
You're not around there. You're down below. This is happening up top.
Oh, and that was...
Oh, you step out of the
Selena
van.
Selena sees the thing.
Right. She gets out of the van. She's going to see the giant leathery thing.
The leather lizard man holding your trident. Yeah. And then you feel the plane rock, and you hear a small explosion of some sorts up on the top deck of the plane.
Okay. Wait, did I act under pressure when I told it to...
If you want to, you can.
Yes, I do.
Then do it.
I'm still playing this.
Absolutely act under pressure.
So what did you say to him?
I said... You had better give me back the trident before I have to smite you with my holy vengeance.
It takes a step.
Just not even... just stone-faced.
Yeah,
get out of my face.
It takes a step back, lowers the trident down, squints its eyes, and the secondary eyelids shift over that way and come back. So it looks at you and kind of cocks its head a little bit. But it's de-escalating its threatening stance.
That's right. All right,
it is. Now that fireball hit upstairs on the window. All
everybody
right.
else is sitting up there. Windows cracked.
Except for that
I'm
one,
sitting
this
there
one.
Smoking my cigarettes, cleaning my weapons, because that's all I'm really good for. And I hear this go off, and I'm going to read a bad situation. And there's air rushing out of the cabin.
You notice the cigarette smoke all of a sudden whips that way.
Yep. And I'm immediately going to look for the best out here. So I'm going to read a bad situation. 7,
yes, you
and
are.
And I get plus 3.
A 10? Well, the bad situation is there's a hole in your airplane.
Oh, I was looking for the best way out.
The best way out of the plane?
Best way out of the situation.
All right.
Or best way out of the situation.
Well, best way out of the situation would be to, well, the pilots could land the plane or try to. There are chutes enough for everybody. That could mean losing the equipment. You've got you try and patch the hole, but you've got something on the wing on the outside.
There's someone on the wing.
Yeah, you've noticed.
Can I go? I'll go stick my finger in the hole.
Well, the hole's about that big.
Right. About my fist.
Getting bigger.
I have this weird science thingy and philosophical engineering thing.
Okay.
Possibly plug up this hole.
Go ahead and make the roll.
Try fist.
Oh yeah, I right away run 11. To the scientist.
Yes, you do.
Plus.
That's one other thing. You at any time. This would be a great instance for this. You can try and help him. You just roll. All
right. I immediately we got to plug this up. So I go to Dr. Nemo and I'm trying to help him out.
Okay, you can roll your 2d6 as well.
I got 11.
11.
An
11?
Yes.
5.
Oh, 11 plus whatever.
Something.
What was that sharp?
Yeah.
So 2, 13.
What were you rolling to do?
I have a quick question.
To help
back
him
when
out.
I was killing the shark and I got a 12, does
so
that
that's
count
plus
for tough?
Yeah, you can go ahead and mark it.
All right.
Help out with plus 2.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he didn't help at all.
Yeah.
Your cigarette just burned him in the
do
back.
Do we only mark experience if
it's,
the roll
if you're
is
helping
successful?
Out, it's plus cool. That's actually...
Oh, yeah, you're rolling at all.
That's actually an 8.
Yeah, because I've got...
That gives me a plus one.
Yeah, you got that thing going on.
Okay. So basically, everything I do is I'm just like level headed.
So they get a plus one, but he's exposed himself to danger.
Yeah. Okay. So you guys together figure out that you can use seat cushions to cram into the hole.
That's just going to take spare parts
for the for the time being to keep the cabin from depressurizing. But in the process, Dom, you can take one harm because a shard of glass comes by and cuts you on the forearm.
Yep.
I don't have the trust me, I'm a doctor. Sorry, can't fix you.
Wash, I haven't heard from you in a while. You're sitting in your seat. Crazy shit happened.
He's probably still buckled in.
Yeah. Oh, he's falling off.
Yeah, he may not have noticed that anything's happening.
I'm going to... do two things. One is read a bad situation and then act under pressure, or actually then manipulate someone. First thing I'm going to do is read the bad situation, and I understand they're patching the hole, but that doesn't help us because I saw that something just blew a hole in the side of the plane and it's sitting on the wing, which is abnormal.
To say the least. Situation.
So, yeah, I maxed out on that. I got an 11 plus 2.
All right. What do you want?
Probably. I want to know
something. Someone did that.
What do you get to go three? What is the best way for us to get that thing that's on the wing off? Would having the pilots go into a steep turn where they bank the plane really hard and change the pitch? Would that get rid of this monster that's hanging on the wing?
It sounds like a solid plan. Definitely would be.
Next step, I'm bolting my narrow ass up to the cockpit, pounding on the door, saying, "Bank left! Bank left! Do it now for the love of all the toy!"
Sounds like an act under fire.
Yeah, that sounds exactly like an act under fire.
No. This is me manipulating them into thinking that we need to do that.
Yeah.
Because I have a much better chance of manipulating someone than acting under pressure.
You're lucky those guys got the whole kind of quasi-sealed
right, up. Otherwise,
you would have had a hell of a time trying to get up there.
That's what I was thinking of, was the running, not the talking. But yeah.
So how's it go?
Rolled in bones.
7, 8, 9.
A 9, huh?
7.
Do you have plus anything?
You said left, right?
That's with the pluses. Yeah.
That's already with the pluses. So, on a 7, 8, 9.
Trips on a seat.
Yep. They'll do it, but I got to do something for them right now to show that I mean it.
All right, the cockpit door is closed. Mm-hmm. You start banging on it. The door opens. The co-pilot's got a 9mm pointed at your forehead, and he's yelling, "Get down on the ground." And the pilot is beginning to bank left.
I immediately drop to the ground.
What? You know, post 9/11, compared to terrorists and all that.
Yeah.
Xander, you doing anything?
Trying to put the seatbelt on.
Okay. So,
not like he's already had it on. He's still trying to figure
out. Why no two female and go together?
Probably you too, since you don't know what a seatbelt is.
Yeah, I'm pretty much in the same boat. Trying to figure out what the strange
contraption is. Mine just doesn't tie them together.
What movie is that where they just tie them together?
Jurassic Park, yeah.
Ooh, we got way too many people that do movies in here, don't we? Because yeah. Everybody's like, Jurassic Park, dumbass!
Now, did that thing give me back my trident?
Well, he's got it just kind of
still
down,
got it.
But he didn't like the way you talked to him.
I'd really like to just stand up and...
So I think we need to hear from Svetlana.
Yeah, let's hear from Svetlana and then...
Okay, I just want to kind of investigate what the hell that thing is on the side of the wing here. So we're going to investigate my mystery. And I kind of brought my library with me as well. Kind of
yes,
she did.
Yeah, you know, a fall library.
So.
It's a wonderful library. It can... Yeah, it goes back in on itself.
They're all on Nook.
Oh, yeah, see, there you go.
It's the Nook app.
Yeah.
12.
She owns all the books.
And what is yours?
You
hit the books, take plus one forward, investigate the mystery, as long as it's
deep in her library. All
right, yeah. So you get a plus one going forward. That means that you can...
What does that mean?
They had a really...
It means...
name for that.
I think she's
plus
gotta,
one on
I
your
think
next
she's got to like take time, like
yeah, but
like to like research something.
Wait a second, is that the
plus one forward is like the next time you roll. So basically,
you get that advantage.
Like if she spent like an hour like looking up stuff, then she could make an investigative mystery roll with an extra plus one because she's been looking stuff up in the library.
Okay, so I don't have to use that.
Wait, were you? If you were investigating mystery, you could just do the basic.
Right. I think what she's just doing is the basic move. She's just looking out the window at the thing and trying to figure out.
Yes, well, you you've got a backpack. You pull out a tablet, and you snap a quick picture of the thing on the wing, and you do like a reverse image search, and it is working. It's like searching. Okay. I've not heard from Gordrum.
I'm still freaking out because we're in the air, and I'm from a year where we didn't have play, and they've got me sitting in this cushy seat that I'm not entirely sure is made out of organic material.
Why do giant metal tubes fly through the air?
And I'm just, I'm kind of crying like the little bitch that I am.
Awesome.
What a great bird carries us.
Right. I'll fathom this.
They took your seats. It's not very cushy anymore. It's like a bed.
Oh, that's why it changed suddenly. I thought something was up. Maybe it was just my... Yeah.
All right. Excuse me. Meanwhile, down in the airport.
Yes.
Thomas, Selena, you guys gonna...
Well, if she headed out, I'm going to look out the window of the front of the window of the van and see the thing that's happening there, and I'm also going to read a bad situation because it looks pretty bad, and that's a complete failure.
Oh God, no!
So
we get worse.
Do with me what you will, sir.
You're still in the afterglow of lovemaking, and your mind is just.
Damn right I am. I am blissed out on pleasure.
You go to look out the window and you catch a glimpse of yourself in the rearview mirror and you're like, God
damn! Oh!
Is that a split end?
Play it! It's fucking ends. Good!
Alright.
Okay, so, Rain Beard left. Did anything, did the dude fall off? The wing?
The wing? No, the plane is just but you are
you're
down
stairs.
Below.
Yeah, you're
down you don't know stairs. Anything about the guy on the wing. You're dealing with the lizard guy that has his trident.
Oh, lizard. Okay. Yeah. Awesome. Perfect time for my daredevil move.
Why, yes, it is.
So now he does not see me, right? I don't know if that's
got his back to you.
So I'm going to try to run up and do my hurricane move to him. Go up, jump off his shoulders, flip, take the legs, and smash him to the ground, possibly ripping off his head.
Hopefully, right here.
Hopefully. Probably.
I mean, yes.
Yes, it did.
Yes, so
that's
did.
A plus what?
14?
Oh, 14? And you mark your XP if you use a highlighted.
Yep, remember to mark XP if you
did you?
That
you
I
did.
Yeah. Okay. How did Sharp get? Oh, that's my height. So, okay. No, so it would be.
Did you knock your shit?
Well, plus stuff. Yeah, so like...
Yes, you did.
13.
Does it say how much harm it does, or...?
Let's see here. It says...
is it just D move?
Oh, plus stuff. Okay, so I get to interrupt a move or take one forward, give another hunter one forward, inflict two harm if I'm unarmed in weapons. I am not armed because I am naked.
He just trots out of there with just
your
mask on.
I guess everyone now knows it's a woman.
Yeah. But they haven't seen her face.
Pretty sure everyone in this group knows. Just the public at large.
Yeah, because I can...
or at least somebody that's downstairs.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to...
That'd be you.
I can pick three of these. So I'm going to... Take one forward.
And
Thomas.
I think I already knew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew because I'm
how does armor work?
I'm going to
It negates one harm
for each one
armor. Okay, something
unless something is like armor piercing, then
alright, so that little like kick that I got when I was patching that hole, I do have a flak vest. Would that have helped in any way?
One armor?
If it's one armor, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, then it would have totally.
Yes,
so this is just my signature move. This was not my daredevil move. So I'm
flipping. So you're doing signature.
So it says I do two harm.
Sorry.
And I get one forward.
And what's the third thing?
And then pick two of... No, that was... Pick two of these is not with my signature move.
No,
right?
He switched the move that he was doing to signature move.
Well, because I said it was the hurricane.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter.
Well, I mean...
I would do the same thing.
But you got one hold going forward.
Yep. And so I got a hold going forward and did two harm.
And did two harm to it. Yep. Okay. So yeah, like a bronzed, glistening, naked god out of the back of this van, outruns El Catador and jumps, leaps through the air, with spins around, wraps her legs around Lizard Man's head from behind, and all of a sudden the tertiary eyelid slides shut, and it's all like drops the trident, spins around, flips over, smashes the lizard thing's head into the ground. There's blood coming out of the top of its head, but it's still alive. And then Selena rolls forward, standing there, naked, feeling the breeze.
That's why I love it.
I utilize the banking of the plane to take a quick jab step forward as I see the trident drop out of its hand, and I grab it and just
roll it.
Take it back down.
Right in your
six,
foot.
Seven, eight. Oh, I got an eight because I have two tough. I inflict harm and suffer harm from whatever I'm attacking, so it takes three, and I take something.
All right, where are you stabbing it at?
I am stabbing it dead center chest because I have seen Selena move off, and it's like laying there, so I just...
So you're just going to...
Yeah.
All right, well, yeah, you pierce it right in the chest pretty easily, and your trident goes right through the leathery skin, straight through the soft, gushy organs on the inside. Then you feel it going out, back,
right
out of
through,
the back,
right
into the floor, and into some sort of electrical wiring underneath.
Oh, yeah.
And the shot comes back up the trident, and you wet yourself.
Do I suffer harm?
One.
Okay. I would say that is not negated by armor, though, as it's an electrical.
No, not the electrical shock, no.
Yeah.
That'd be intimate, wouldn't it?
That's very intimate.
I would say that, yes, that was...
Oh, baby.
All right,
is it still breathing?
No,
or
it's
did I completely...
You,
okay.
you guard it good.
Okay. Taken care of.
All right, back up on top.
All right.
Yeah, and you three down there, you notice that the vehicles that are strapped down are beginning to strain as the plane is banking to its left.
Oh, no.
So they're not sliding, but they're straining against their strap.
Are they straining in our direction?
Well, you two, it's like, you're here... And the vehicles are here, and they're sliding that way.
Okay, so...
But, dudes, Thomas is still in...
I'm still in the van.
Fascinating.
I'm not even sure that I'm aware he's... I was doing my thing,
right,
and then
right.
This guy was there.
She came
you heard him.
Nowhere. Yeah. You realize there's a pretty boy.
Well, I was in my holy reverie.
Back up on the top deck.
All right, well, I was searching for stuff on my tablet, and for some reason I have a way to do this, because there's 4G, I guess, up in here.
Well, you know, satellite and whatnot.
So as it's coming, I also want to...
You have a direct satellite link to your library computer.
Perfect. As it's looking for that, I also want to know what can hurt it, so I'm going to figure out what it is here shortly.
Then you want to use your plus one?
No, I don't want to
use that.
I don't want to wait again. Okay. I want to know right away.
Well, no, that's the purpose of it. You can use it now.
To boost this roll.
Oh,
then yes, definitely. Yeah. Okay. We want to know what hurts it after we figure out what the hell it is. So we got...
Seven, eight, nine, ten.
Ten.
Roll the plus tough.
Yes.
Perfect. All right.
So what can hurt this thing?
So your tablet comes back, and it's got a picture of what you took, and next to it is another picture, a painting of a gentleman, looks humanish, but definitely odd-looking, very angular face, pointed chin, wearing a top hat. He's got kind of like a cloak on, and almost like a tuxedo-ish kind of thing underneath it.
It's the Undertaker.
And he's got really tight black clothing on, and
he's
crazy-looking boots. Like, these boots, the heels are all messed up. The name of this creature is Springheel Jack. He is,
Puck?
No. Well, I mean, there could be some of the legend. Springheel Jack is a kind of a... In real life, if anybody wants to look it up, feel free. There's no secrets there. But it's an actual urban legend, myth kind of thing. Around England, during like the 1700s, a lot of women said that they were accosted by this thing that would come claw at it. It's got claws, too. It's got metal claws.
It's like
glowing red eyes, shoots fire out of its mouth. But in real life, this creature would like scratch at women, threaten them, and he could jump crazy, really like high. Up on top of a roof and then jump away. Seen for like 20 years was seen doing this. And nobody, it's, you know, urban legend kind of junk. But that's the creature that's standing out on the wing. And how to hurt it? There's no definitive real information on how to specifically hurt Springheel Jack.
Trial and error.
But there, yeah, there are theories as to, in order to really do any sort of harm to him, you're going to have to keep him from jumping around. That's his go-to. I mean, he's notorious for getting into situations, causing all kinds of hell, and then slipping out without being touched.
Shoot him in the leg with your arrow.
All right,
so I'm still crying.
We're holding this pillow over this hole, looking out the window at what I don't know.
You're more pulling it back because it's wanting to get sucked through.
Right.
That's how you're keeping it locked.
You've engineered
the shotgun holstered on the back and a pistol at my side. But I'm not going to be able to hold a shotgun with one hand and try to aim out the window. But I see this. Is it like clawed into the wing? Like
he's making his way towards the window.
All right. So I look at Nemo and I guess would this be an act under pressure where I'm going to try to stick my gun out and shoot at this thing as it's coming towards the window.
Go ahead.
Don't miss.
All right.
So, could I,
9, and be 12.
12. All right.
Act under pressure.
So, are you, like, scooting the cushion out a little bit and sticking your shotgun through there?
One, actually, like, pulling against the suction of the plane. So, I still have my cigarette lit, and like, I've tried to peel the pad back a little bit and stick my gun out just so I can see and shoot at this thing.
Well, you successfully get the barrel of the gun out, you fire. It looks like it should have hit, but
nothing.
He shows no ill effects.
All right.
Still slowly creeping his way on the wing towards the window.
I hear the gunshots and I stop trying to put on the seatbelt.
All right, what are you doing then?
I'm going to go, what's going on?
You want to read the situation?
Yeah.
Read it away.
More dumb, okay. Like, What?
You three are up next.
Sure.
Okay. I'm still laying on the floor outside the
cockpit. Yeah.
I got a 7.
A 7?
Yeah.
Are you with any bonuses or anything, or just?
No. Well, I have a -1 on it, so I actually rolled an 8.
Okay.
I got hold 1, so I get to ask 1 question. Are there any dangers we haven't noticed?
Any dangers you haven't noticed? What's your weird?
My weird is +2.
Shouldn't everybody be +2?
My weird is -1.
No. Weird is like the magic.
Mine's +3.
There is a tingle of something. You can't put your finger on what, but
say that when you're so close.
There's definitely.
I'm gonna draw my great sword.
Okay, outside of the obvious window and wash on the floor with the co-pilot. And
I'm just gonna keep my eye out for something that's just not right.
Evidently, you three all, Mister holding the cushion in the window and wondering what an airplane is, just killed a shark.
Still basking in the glory of shark.
So I get a +1 going forward. That's yep. Reactive, correct?
Yeah, I'm thinking. Okay. After the gunshots are fired, I'm just kind of sitting there going, what the is going on here? Look out the window, see the pillow, and all of a sudden realize, oh, that's why my seat's no longer soft and cushy while I'm fighting with my seatbelt. And I am going to sit here and stare down this creature as it slowly tries to climb its way through the up on the wing because there's nothing I can do with it out there.
Fair enough. All right.
So,
that'll work. You're just waiting for him to gain interest and then kick ass.
I want him to get in.
The plane is now banking steeply to the left. Still holding the cushion? Nemo?
Well, I was thinking I probably should try to make something a little more metallic to reinforce.
Roll it.
8 plus.
And what are you? What are you doing? What are you using?
So, whatever reinforced steel, say that
the other
van has.
The other part of his chair.
Oh, the van is way down in the lower holds.
You're going to have to use something.
Rip my chair off.
Let's just use his chair.
I don't need it.
Well, the problem is that's bolted to the...
I got a mechanical arm.
He's an engineer.
What's your tough?
Yeah,
so did he let go of his side of that pillow that we're holding up against this hole?
Did you?
One hand. So no.
You can these seats are a little old. It's army surplus. Oh. And there are the removable ashtrays in the arms. Mm-hmm. So there's metal you could use for something if
you can get both hands free.
Yes. Hey, you're sitting right here. Hold this for me, please.
All right. Okay. Malekith.
Well, as I have been pretending to sleep the entire flight. Pretending to sleep the entire flight, I burst up, grab my big knife, and I charge at...
The
side of the plane and try and get as close to the creature as possible so as I can attack him with my big knife.
Yeah, he's on the other side of the hole out on the wing. These two are holding it there, so you're just gonna...
Is there an emergency exit somewhere?
Technically, at this point, these two are holding it.
So, So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna charge at the hole. I'm gonna plow right through it.
Jeez.
Good job. All right. Now we're cooking with gas. Roll it.
Oh boy. You were wronged by this.
He does have to leave in about 40 minutes. Yeah.
You ain't gonna last that long.
Right. We might be able to accomplish that.
Oh shit.
Licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 4.0 International License. All works discussed are the property of their respective owners. Our intro and outro